there's an increasing number now of people who are getting termination notices since the eviction ban has been lifted. And the government, to offset this, has put in place the rental tenant in situ scheme. And this has to be assessed by the local authorities, and then it be passed on to the housing agency who actually deals with the persons then concerned then. But it's very, very important that the people, as soon as they get the termination notice, that they would contact their local authority and bring with them evidence of the termination order and also proof of income, etc., etc. Because the sooner they start this process or get involved in this process, then the sooner they may be eligible for to be considered for the rental tenant in situ scheme if the home is being sold. So I'm asking that each public service centre would have a dedicated staff member to deal with those people who find themselves in a situation where their tenancy is being terminated, so that there is one member of staff dealing in each public service centre with the people who are facing eviction.
And there is a real sense of urgency for anyone who is served with a termination notice, so it is vital that is dealt with then in a timely manner.
Yeah, time is of the essence here, because we don't want people landing the week before their termination date is up. They're normally people will get at least 3 to 6 months of a notice of a termination. So the sooner that those in receipt of a termination order contact the local authority, and the local authority assess the application, and if eligible, pass it on to the housing agency, then the sooner this can be dealt with, and people may not find themselves in a homelessness situation. And in fact, if the home is being sold by the landlord, then if they're eligible, there's a possibility that the process to buy could be gone, and that people will remain in the house before they're actually evicted. So time is of the essence, and it's important as soon as people get their termination notice that they make contact with the local authority. And I'm asking for that to be efficient, that a member of staff be appointed solely to deal with these type of inquiries, and that they're processed as quick as possible and passed on to the housing agency, who then will deal directly with the tenant.